From Spark and Anvil and WitQuest, this is Trip, in Chapter 1 of the WitQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In the kingdom of Loctonia, where humor is how heroes win the day, Trip was a bouncy little creature who loved to make people stumble, not on their feet, but into a laugh. He'd line things up in threes. The first two were always perfectly ordinary, lulling you into a tidy little pattern, and then the third one would trip you, breaking the pattern so suddenly you fell straight into a giggle. "For my journey," he'd announce, "I have packed my socks, my toothbrush, and a very confused goat." The socks? Normal. The toothbrush? Normal. The goat? A tripwire. And down you went, laughing.
"You set up a pattern just to break it," a young comic said, giggling. "That's the oldest trick in Loftonia," Trip said, bouncing. "My name is Trip. I keep the rule of three. Comely loves threes," he grinned. "Two things make a pattern. The third thing breaks it. And the break is the laugh. The first two are the setup. The third is the trip. Set, set, stumble." Mirth, the warm old master of the Loftonia Comedy Guild, watched and nodded. "Show them why two won't do," she said.
Trip tried it with just two. "I packed my socks and a confused goat." It got a small smile, but no real laugh. "See, two isn't enough. There's no pattern yet to break." Then he tried four. "Socks, toothbrush, a spoon, and a confused goat." Just enough to feel the pattern. Snap! Then trip it. Two normal things, then the surprise. Every time. The young comic's eyes lit. "So, the first two have to be boring on purpose?" "Boring on purpose," Trip agreed, delighted. "The plainer the setup, the harder the trip. You're building a tidy little step, just so the third thing can yank it away."
Mirth asked Trip to teach in the guild. "Our young comics throw in surprises with no setup," she said. "Would you teach them the power of three?" Trip bounced with joy. When he teaches, he gives one rule. List three things. Make the first two completely normal and matching. Make the third one break the pattern. Sillier, weirder, or wronger than expected. The surprise lives in the third spot, and the first two are what make it surprising. A young comic wrote, "A good knight needs courage, a sharp sword, and a really good snack." The guild burst out laughing. "Courage, knightly. Sword, knightly. Snack, Trip." Trip cheered. "You built the pattern and tripped it. That's a real laugh, earned fair and square."
After the lesson, Trip flopped down beside the young comics, bouncing gently, the way he did even at rest. For a long time, Trip had worried that his comedy was just a cheap stumble, a gotcha, a banana peel, nothing clever about it. He'd wondered if making people trip into a laugh was a lesser sort of funny than the dazzling wordplay the others did. But resting in the warm Loftonia evening, watching young comics build their first tripping threes, Trip understood his craft was no cheap trick. The setup was the art. The patient, boring, perfectly matched first two that made the third one land. Anyone can blurt something random. Only a real comic builds the tidy little step so that the trip means something. There was craft in the boring part and joy in the fall. A warm, bouncy contentment settled through him. His stumbles weren't cheap. They were built. And he bounced, content, already lining up his next perfect three.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Trip. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.